Blog Talk Radio.
The girl of your dreams has got to be in some bar.
Sorry, boys and girls, but this is X-rated. So if you're under 18...
Get out, goddammit!
Get the point. Good.
Enough!
Welcome to the hottest show on the internet, Sin City Radio.
Fuck all y'all.
Fuck all y'all, man. That's right. Fuck all y'all.
That is right.
Money gone, fuck friends. I need a homie that know me when all these motherfucking cops be on me. I got problems, ain't nobody calling back. Now what the fuck is happening with my baller cap? Remember me, I'm your homie that was down the brawl, sipping Hennessy, hanging with the clowns and all. We used to do was drink brew, screw, and come and knew we had bitches by the dozen. We fucking cousins, you can throw your middle finger if you feel me low. A nigga just got paid and we still was broke. It took time, but finally the cash was mine. All the rewards of a hustler stuck in the grind. Look around and all I see is snakes and fakes, just like scavengers waiting to take a hustler's pace. And when you stuck, where the fuck is all your friends? They straight busted and can't be trusted. Fuck all y'all. Look around and all I see is snakes and fakes, just like scavengers waiting to take a hustler's pace.
Fuck all,
and when you stuck, where the fuck is all your friends? They straight busted and can't be trusted.
Fuck all y'all.
I need nobody.
I went from rags to riches, quick to socializing with the baddest bitches. Went from a bucket to a rag with switches. I'm seeing death around the corner. I'm bumping Doria, doing 90 cause I wanna. I'm getting high like I said it with some chocolate time. Mixed in some Indonesia, watch me fry. And even though I know the cops behind me, hit the weed enough, I continue doing 90. Will I get caught? Another ticket, get the kick, get in court. Fuck the law, give a shit, I'm even worse than before. I know they wanna see a nigga blurry, but I ain't worried, still throwing these things. Got me locked in these chains. Look around, and all I see is snakes and fakes, just like scavengers waiting to take a hustler's pace. And when you stuck, where the fuck is all your friends? They straight busted and can't be trusted.
Fuck all y'all.
Look around, and all I see is snakes and fakes, just like scavengers waiting to take a hustler's
fuck
pace.
All, yeah.
And when you stuck, where the fuck is all your friends? They straight busted and can't be trusted.
Fuck all
look
y'all.
Look around, and all I see is snakes and fakes, just like scavengers waiting to take a hustler's pace. And when you stuck, where the fuck is all your friends? They straight busted and can't be trusted.
Fuck all y'all, man.
Fuck all y'all.
Fuck all y'all.
I don't need nobody.
I don't need nobody.
Fuck all y'all. Fuck them. Fuck all the hard copy and the first editions and the Daily News, the New York Post, all those motherfuckers. Fuck all y'all. Fuck all y'all.
Fuck them. Look around, and all I see is snakes and fakes, just like scavengers waiting to take a hustler's pace. And when you stuck, where the fuck is all your friends? They straight busted and can't be trusted. Look around, and all I see is snakes and fakes, just like scavengers waiting to take a hustler's pace. And when you stuck, where the fuck is all your friends? They straight busted and can't be trusted. Look around, and all I see is snakes and fakes, just like scavengers waiting to take a hustler's pace. And when you stuck, where the fuck is all your friends? Straight busted and can't be trusted. Look around and all I see is snakes and fakes, just like scavengers waiting to take a hustler's pace. And when you stuck, where the fuck is all your friends? They straight busted and can't be trusted. Fuck ya.
All right, y'all. Now that we got that out the way.
Hey, what version is that on? What CD is that version on?
I really couldn't tell you, but I mean, I heard.
So you heard the other version too, right?
Yeah, I've heard both versions.
Yeah. Okay.
You know, fuck all y'all.
I never heard that version. I only heard the other version. Okay, sorry. Go ahead.
Now that I got that out the way, how y'all ladies doing tonight? Janine, you doing good?
Yeah, I'm doing good.
Okay, look, so you doing good?
I'm good.
Okay. If not, fuck all of them. So now check this out. I was asked. Is sex really an addiction? Is it an addiction, as if you would say you are addicted to cocaine or marijuana or some type of drug? Now, let me ask y'all, do y'all think sex is an addiction? I mean, to that point?
Yes,
I don't think it is.
I think it can
be. You think it can be? Seriously? Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Okay, well, I mean, all right. Well, I'm gonna start with you, Lucas. Though you say you think it can be. Why? I mean,
yeah.
Why?
Well,
you ever find yourself scratching and like, oh, okay, I just gotta have some dick.
You asking me that question?
I'm just saying.
You need to archive some shows, and then you already know the answer.
Okay, well, hold on. I think we got Miss Pimp on the line. Miss Pimp.
Good morning.
What's up, baby?
I'm going with liquor store right now. Yes, I think that it can be because I have a family member that is clinically a nympho.
Now, I have a question about the term nympho. I do.
Okay.
Okay, well, why do I think sex can be addictive? I think that sex can be addictive because, I don't know, I think addiction, like anything else, is a choice. I think you have a choice, you know, and if you see that something, you know, makes you feel like you need it, then you can choose to walk away from it if you know what I'm saying, if you catch it early enough. And if you don't, then that's the point that it turns into an addiction.
Okay, okay. Now, okay, I got another question. Now, like a crack addict, they'd be like, I'll suck your dick for some crack. What did you say for sex?
That's why I don't feel like it's an addiction. When you have sex, it's a choice that you make. You can go without if you choose to. It's not anything in your body that's giving you a chemical imbalance or nothing like that that's going to take you through withdrawals and all this and that if you don't have it. You see what I'm saying?
What are nymphos? Nymphomaniacs. Aren't they somebody that just gotta have it?
Exactly.
Well, see, now I've heard differently, and that's my question. I've heard, Kaz, what you just said. That's somebody who just has to have sex. But the different thing that I heard is that a nympho basically cannot orgasm and basically, you know what I'm saying, is like that's why they have sex, because they're looking for that orgasm that they never can have. That's something that I heard. That was my question, because I always believed what you said. It was just somebody who, you know, has to have sex, like that they do orgasm and they're addicted to that orgasm, so they, you know what I'm saying, they have to have it. But somebody else told me that it was just the opposite, that they are incapable of orgasm, and that's why they, you know, they're looking for it. They're trying to get it, and they can't get it. Somebody else told me that. I never heard that before then.
Think that there are some idiot savants that are out there. They're people that have addictive personalities, and when they are into something, they eat, live, drink, shit, breathe it. And they just have addictive personalities. The family member that I'm speaking of, I just thought that she was a whore. I did. And this came from a very, very early, early age. And, I mean, through counseling, I'm saying, well, fuck a doorknob. That's just how it was. You know what I'm saying? And she's just clinically a nympho.
And her name is?
I'm not going to share that.
I'm just
she
saying.
Might be on.
I mean, hey,
she might be listening.
I'm just saying, hey, well, I mean, I don't know, because I'm like, okay, I mean, but, okay, I hear what you're saying, Janine. I hear that you're saying it's like sex is a free will, and that's pretty much what you're saying, right? It's like it's not a chemical imbalance inside you. But I mean, because I honestly wanted to know like the nympho part of it. Like nymphos be like, well, I'm a nymphomaniac. I gotta have it. And then with those nymphos, do they gotta have it with that certain person? Or they just got to have it with whoever right there, whoever got a dick or a pussy right there.
Whoever right there. I have been in a position to watch, like, a brother come over, and damn it, if the uncle comes over and smile, it's on. And popping is like it's crazy.
Wait a minute, so she was crazy.
Gotta have it.
She was
right
actually willing to fuck family members?
Done that. Like, and it was like it was absolutely not a problem. Like there was no shame, no nothing. Like, and it wasn't with attitude. Like what? Like there was nothing wrong with it, according to this person. They see absolutely nothing wrong with this case whatsoever.
Wow.
It's done so often that it's not a problem to her. She would never see it as an issue or anything. Been through three brothers, an uncle, you know.
Wait. Those are not her brothers and uncles, are they?
No, not her brothers. Three brothers and uncle.
Oh.
You know?
Oh, well, hell, I know a couple of them right now. Yeah, I know a couple of motherfuckers that have been through some brothers and cousins and nephews and shit. So now, do we label them as nymphos or hoes? Now, that's what I want to know. What's the difference between a nympho and a hoe? Anybody?
That's a good question.
I mean,
say look at it, nympho is a person who likes to have sex all the time. A hoe, I think the difference is they will have sex with multiple people. I think a nympho just wants to have sex so they can continue to have sex with that same person as long as they have sex.
Okay.
But a hoe, you incorporating many different people. That's how I look at it.
And then a hoe want to get paid.
Yeah, that's true, too.
All right.
Okay, so now, Ms. Pimp, now what you're telling me is if I walk through the door and your cousin was there, it's on the popping, right? I ain't got to say shit.
It'd be on the popping.
I mean, does she even look at any type of like, okay, well, he ugly. I don't want to fuck him. Or they just fuck it.
You know what? I don't think so, because I can say this. I can say that I don't think she has a particular type. You know, I can say that. She's just special. She's just a special individual. You know, if you smile, it's over. It's over.
Mom,
you know, it's just over. That's the only way that I know how to put it. She's got a real strong addictive personality as well, you know. I look at it like it's a game to her that's in her head.
Okay.
You know, it's like you get caught up in her web. She uses sex for everything, to me, you know. But I'm not her. I've been knowing her, like, her whole life. So, you know, everything is a game. It's a sex game in her head. And she's like...
Well, I'm pretty sure a lot of niggas didn't play.
Personalities, man. She's the sweetest individual.
Oh, wait a minute. Hold on. She got different personalities, too.
You know, I mean, I think so. She's the sweetest person, writes the best damn poetry, you know, besides Liquor Store. best poetry ever, you know, like a Hallmark kind of needs to be writing that kind of shit. But at the same time, man, she is like a complete stalker. One of them kind of, she's a stalker. You know, if you don't give it when you, you know, when she wants it, man, it's hell to pay. Seriously.
What, she gonna come try to bust out weapons and shit?
Man, stalker status. I'm saying jumping in
okay.
bushes. I'm saying
she said addictive personality. That means when she when she's on something, that's what she wants, and there's no no to that.
There's no no.
What if the dick ain't good? You still coming at him like that?
I didn't hear what you said.
What if the dick not good? What if the dick was horrible? She still gonna come at him like that?
Oh, yeah, no. Shit, you done. I mean, you're done. Never to be heard from a scene for again. And, you know, you talk crazy about it, she puts you on blast. And might do, you know, some other family member to tell them about it. You know, it's just crazy.
Yeah. I don't see that as an addiction either. That's a mental illness.
Yeah, she doing all that. Well, I guess she in the right place.
I mean, been a counselor, everything, you know, everything.
Damn, that is kind of wild, though.
And there is paperwork to say she's clinically a nympho. So,
I got to go with your name on that. That's another level, but
I'm not laughing at your cousin. But I'm trying to figure this out. Like, we got drug addicts. Like, you know, it's like, you know, if they fall off, you know, you might catch them in a crack house, you know what I'm saying, with a motherfucking pipe stuck in their mouth. So what we gonna catch her at? Is this a place that come with digging her? I mean, she done fell off. I mean, I'm just saying. We gotta go get baby cuz. Where she at? She done went down to the basketball court. Them motherfuckers down there playing with those shirts on. Somebody pulled them behind a tree. They got dicks all up in it. Baby, no. Miss Pimp, I'm just playing. You know, we're gonna get your cousin the help she needs.
www.sinCityRadioShow.com.
Right.
That's why I said you might
be
listening. Once again.
What would you say, Janine? You said you had a friend like that?
I said I had a friend like that. Hers was on the more of the another extreme, but where she had bad sex all the time with different people and stuff like that, but, you know, I didn't see that as an addiction. I saw that as she had a mental illness, a problem, due to, you know, what happened to her. So your mind do get fucked up, but I don't see that as an addiction.
Okay. So is she still like that?
Huh?
Is your friend, is she still like that? Does she still feel like she got to go deal with different people?
I don't know. Me and her have to really go our separate ways, so I don't really know what she doing now.
Oh, she got all kind of dicks in her now. You ain't there to save her. Man, I don't know. I always thought, you know how they say that people have an insatiable appetite for sex. And, you know, and I understand that, but at the same time, it's like, I don't know if I could go as far as saying addiction.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of...
Well, they do have sex anonymous, you know.
But that's what I'm saying. I feel like all them places are just trying to get money. It's like another thing, trying to get money out of people. You got all these rich folks going to these sex clinics and all this shit, talking about they trying to get help. They probably in there fucking. That's probably just a big old sex house.
Right.
You already know.
Right.
That's just a luxurious sex resort, and they talk about this a sex city trying to kill them. Please.
What was the one singer that said he Eric Benet? He said he was a sex And I'm like, okay, at that point in time, he had Halle Berry.
Exactly.
He was like, fuck it. So, I mean, I don't know. I heard Halle wasn't giving it up that like that neither. She said he only could fuck her missionary, couldn't hit it from the back, none of that, couldn't ride, and she wasn't sucking no dick because she didn't want to look the next.
That's what the men was looking at. We already knew the deal. If somebody fucking around on bay woman or whatever, it could be various reasons. And especially if she not giving it up or giving it to him the way he wanted and stuff like that. So I don't care how fine the woman is. It could be the finest thing walking. That don't mean somebody ain't going to cheat, but that don't mean he got no addiction either. Shit, he just going elsewhere just like every other regular motherfucker who cheats. You feel what I'm saying?
Well, I feel you.
Okay, but what about the dude who is happy at home but still fucks around? What about the guy? I mean, because they exist. There are men out there whose wives do cater to them sexually, and they still cheat.
And that's what I said. It's various reasons. I ain't saying it's not necessarily the woman all the time. Yeah, he just likes to have sex with different people.
I don't know. You know, and I will go as far as to say this. And you're right. In some cases, there are cases where motherfuckers just like, well, I just need a variety. I just got to have a variety. I can't help it. I got to have a variety. I mean, you know, but then in a lot of cases, motherfuckers, a lot of people think that because, okay, I'm fucking and sucking him, okay, I can say and do what I want, or this should go this way, or this should go that way, and that's not the case. I mean, I've seen situations, hell, I've been in situations where motherfucker, fuck you, like it ain't nobody's business, like, hey, shit, like, this the last motherfucking dick on the earth, but all that other extra shit, and I'm not saying that he was right or not even saying that I was right, but you know what I'm saying? All that other extra shit, the yelling, the hollering, the bickering, the disrespect and shit like that. The motherfucker, all that shit, and I'm pretty sure that plays a part with women too. You know what I'm saying? This motherfucker could be hung like Long Don Silver, but shit, this motherfucker, you know, he being an asshole every time you turn around, or he just not respecting you. You're still going to go out and find something else. You're going to find a motherfucker that's going to respect you. And the dick might just feel that much better because it might be some passion there that you're not getting at home. You know what I'm saying?
Yep. I agree.
I mean, but, you know, like I said, it works both ways. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to sit here and say it's just y'all fuck up all the time because we do too. You know what I'm saying? But in a lot of cases, but as far as like men, I will go as far as to say that, yeah, I mean, it's not even a sex with us all the time. It's a lot of times we just be like, we look at other things. We really do. And I know that's kind of hard to believe because it would be like, well, nah, whatever. But we really do. We really do look at, like, other things before we look at the actual sex. I mean, because, shit, you know, a motherfucker might suck your dick and make you some bitches from scratch, but then you like, well, shit, yeah, she doing all that, but this motherfucker, I can't get a motherfucking sister out of my house, a mama coming over here drinking all my beer, and she ain't saying a motherfucking thing. You know,
what
you like
what
she
if she got busted? What if your girl got busted and then she came and said, well, I got a sex addiction?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Now, what they have an addiction in, the addiction don't even exist.
Shit. I'm gonna have an addiction too. My foot gonna be addicted to your ass. I'm just gonna keep on striking it.
I mean, it's the same goes for women. So you know, you get busted or something. Oh, and this motherfucker come talk about I got a sex addiction. Motherfucker, if you don't get the fuck up out of here.
I could just hear what's going on in my head right now. So, Taz, I have a sex addiction. It's gonna go down. It's gonna go down. I'm sorry. And Steve ain't gonna be here to save your ass.
Oh my goodness. He's
got his own show now. He's still on Jerry too?
Nah, I mean, I don't know if he's not down.
I don't know. Steve got his own show now. And he got
I guess that is crazy. Well, yeah, man, I heard your girl got a sex addiction. How you feel?
I kicked her country ass to the curb.
Oh, man. I mean, some things I don't think. I mean, I don't even think. Like, when I heard that Eric Benet said the shit, man, I'm like, really? This motherfucker said he had a sex addiction. I just would really like to know how did that conversation go. But Halle, baby. Okay, I'm finna go to the clinic because I'm addicted. I'm addicted, baby. I got a problem. Man, now I know she been in Hollywood, and I know she's been living this lavish lifestyle, but you can't tell me the true black woman didn't come out of her. Oh, you punk motherfucker. I'm finna whoop your ass. You got me out here. I'm Halle motherfucking Berry, bitch. You got me out here. You cheating on me? I mean, come on. Think about it. She been voted like the most sexiest woman numerous times. You know what I'm saying? She done graced all these covers, and it's like, you know, she was the it girl. I mean, how do you think that? Don't you think that was like a blow in half to her motherfucking ego to find out that he over there fucking Laquita?
He's so stupid because you know Laquita from Martin is the first person that pops up in my head.
Oh, man. I mean, I can hear what you got to say for yourself.
Sorry, I was distracted by that fine motherfucker right there.
You know what I'm saying? That's all I'm saying. I mean, come on now. All right, y'all. As women, you know, as women, I've seen y'all pictures, and y'all all are nice looking women. Okay. But to find out that you got cheated on, the cheating on is one thing, but to get cheated on a motherfucker that don't even look halfway as good as you, or you feel like ain't even in your league, do y'all get upset, or is it like? Because I'm going to tell you, as a man, if you cheat on me with a motherfucker that's ugly or uglier than me, yes, I'm going to be pissed. Well, you couldn't do no better. This is the motherfucker I got to get compared to? I'm finna kick your ass.
But that's the whole thing. It don't be about comparing, like you said. That person may be giving you something that the other person didn't.
The question is, how did they even get that far with their ugly motherfucker?
Right, and I'm looking at this motherfucker.
You're the dog, motherfucker!
Right. We talked on the phone for 6 months.
Right.
That motherfucker catfished you, okay? You got catfished, bitch. You got...
Let me get on the radio and say this. Fuck y'all. Fuck all y'all.
Damn.
No. No, see, it was my problem.
Was you that ugly boy growing up?
I wasn't ugly, but my voice didn't fit my body. You know, on the phone, shit, I mean, I pretty much, I sounded like I do now. I sounded like this when I was, like, in the fifth or sixth grade. So when you heard me on the phone, it's like, damn, this dude got a deep-ass voice to be, you know. So I guess they had this, you know, I guess they had this perception of how I looked. I mean, I never lied about how I looked. I never lied about my height, weight, or nothing like that. But evidently, they was like, nah, he got to be, you know. And when they see me, and I'll be honest with y'all, I looked at my age. If I was 12, I looked 12. If I was 13, I looked 13. I wasn't one of them motherfuckers that just, you know, was one of them grown-looking motherfuckers. I actually looked at like kids. So it was, and I remember one time, y'all. I gotta tell y'all. Now, I'm talking on the phone, right? We got one of these, like Janine said, one of these 6 month phone things going on. And the girl had the audacity to ask me, oh, do you got any hair on your chest? Well, I got hair on my chest. I'm 15. No, I don't have hair on my chest. y'all have to hear how disappointed she sounded. She's like, who the fuck you been fucking with? Fuck is you fucking with? My other boyfriend had hair on his chest. What the fuck was he, 23?
Needless to say,
some jackass told me that if I shave my chest on a regular basis, it'll grow hair. That shit didn't work. And considering y'all that I really didn't know what the fuck I was doing, I didn't have no hair on me. I didn't even have a mustache, so I never had no reason to shave, and nobody ever showed me how to shave. So I'm just cutting myself the fuck up. My mother looked at me like, "Are you turning to people who just cut themselves for pleasure?" Anytime she looked at me, I got some type of scar on my chest. What is wrong with you? I finally broke down and told her because she actually thought I was cutting myself for fun. You know, like, you know how those crazy-ass people cut themselves for pleasure and all that? And she actually said, why are you got all these cuts? And I finally told her, like, you know, such and such told me that if I shave my chest, I grow hair. You know, needless to say, she laughed at me. You know, like, oh, okay, boy, don't get your... You know, she didn't say it, but she had that look like, "What? Well, okay, your dumb ass back upstairs." So, oh man, the shit we did for women, oh my God. Then, you, of course, you know, they. I was told back then, oh, she ain't going to give you none if you ain't got no pubic hair. But damn, how am I supposed to grow that? So now, needless to say, I done took my little razor, and I'm shaving down there, too. That shit just did not work. Well, some motherfucker told me wrong. Well, I swear to God, some motherfucker told me wrong. But nevertheless, getting back to what we said. Now, I admit, I would be upset. What about y'all, as ladies? You see this motherfucker and this bitch a booger bath. Are you upset? I mean, what are you upset?
Yeah, I would be. That's offensive. It's like, are you serious? Like, okay, wait a minute. I know I'm not the finest motherfucker thing walking. I will never tell nobody I'm Halle Berry, okay? But this motherfucker here, you go from me to...
Okay. Miss Pimp, what about you?
Creep on me with an ugly bitch?
Yeah.
First reaction is I'm going to be upset. But I think that would probably be everyone's reaction. And then we're going to go through the, okay, what the fuck is wrong with me? We're going to go through that. We're going to go through all kind of head trips and just trying to figure out why.
Okay.
You know?
Okay.
I mean, we're going to trip if it's an ugly bitch or the bitch is prettier or whatever. We're going to trip.
I mean, I know that. I'm just trying to see the reaction. All right, Jadine, what about you? Ugly bitch.
Oh, goodness. Of course, that talks with your ego a little bit, but evidently the bitch doing something. So that's what he chooses to go. That's how
okay.
I look at it.
Okay, well, now let's go.
You know what, though, Cass? I don't like to call people ugly, okay? But some motherfuckers know they ugly, okay? But I've seen some of the ugliest faces on the planet with the baddest body like ever. And you be like, what the fuck? Like, if you cut her head off and put my head on her body, you can tell me shit. Straight up. You can tell me a goddamn thing.
So now, all right, what about, okay, now, like Ms. Pimp said, what if this motherfucker stop? What if this motherfucker looked so good that even made you say, God damn, this bitch is bad? How the fuck did he pull her? I mean, one of them type, like, damn, he pulling bitches that look like her?
Then them two thoughts switch. See, then the first thought is not, ugh, why this ugly bitch? And then what's wrong with me? Then it switches. Versus what's wrong with me, and then how he right. get this time of motherfucker.
Amen.
Hey, wait a minute. Say that again. You said how did he get this fine motherfucker?
I mean, because you know what I'm saying? You know you ain't bad, but damn, this bitch is dying.
Right. So, I mean, would that fuck with your ego?
Of course it would, but no more or no less than the ugly bitch will fuck with my ego.
Oh, okay.
He will fuck with my ego, because more than likely he got her for me anyway.
See, now that'd be the greatest ass in the world. I brought up for you. Here you go. For you. Happy birthday, baby. Motherfucker, my birthday is June. Okay, motherfucker is November, early November.
He ain't pulling nobody like that. Mm-mm.
Okay, what about you, Miss Pimp?
No comment.
But you know what? I told y'all about the person who, you know, cheated on me with various different kind of women. That was often a question of mine. It was like, you know, at one point he was 17 and the woman was like 27 or some shit like that. You know what I'm saying? She was significantly older than him. And it was just like, you know, maybe she was attracted to younger men, or maybe he just had some type of, you know, appeal. I don't know. But then it was foreign women and motherfucking, it was, that nigga had a Colombian chick, he had an Asian chick, he had a Greek chick. I mean, it was like all kind of women. I don't know. It's, you know, sometimes people just attract people. Shit. I don't know.
Now, yeah. I'm gonna go on record saying that this motherfucker, if I felt like this motherfucker looked at that much better than me, I'm gonna be pissed. So then, you know, I'm gonna be looking like, okay, you know, I mean, I'm not gonna lie, it's gonna make me want to step my game up. Like, okay, hold on now, shit. Let me go in this gym a little bit more, but. I mean, I'm just saying, because I've seen some shit where I done seen people like, I'm like, really? Did this shit just fucking happen? And, like, damn, she with him? Or he with her? And, I mean, come on. I mean, I just be like, damn, I guess I do got somewhat of an ego, because I would be pissed. I'm not going to even lie. I would be pissed the fuck off.
That ain't never happened. Somebody left you for a dude that, you know.
What, look better than me?
Yeah, look better than you. Mm-hmm.
Well, hell, I ain't going to say nobody look better than me, but.
that's what I'm saying. That's why I was trying to word it right, because I know you act like nobody looks better than you anyway, but her perspective, she looks good. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it happened. It has happened, and I'm looking like, okay. You know, I mean, hell, my kid's mother told me once, and you know, we were talking, and like I said, it wasn't no purpose of getting mad because it had happened so long ago. But I'm like, yeah, I'm talking about the one motherfucker. She like, motherfucker, he been around longer than that. What, huh? I mean, how long has this motherfucker been around? Oh, he the one used to pick me up from, and drop me off at home. Oh, really? I'm like, okay. I mean, so yeah, it got done. I mean, I'll be the first to admit it. I believe everybody that played the fool. I do. I just think it's just like, it happens. But then it's like, I mean, my thing, you know when I think it hurts the person the most is when you actually think that nobody can outdo you. You know, I know motherfucker ain't going to cheat on me, or I know motherfucker, she ain't going to find nobody look better than me. That's when your motherfucking feelings get hurt.
Well, who thinks like that?
It's a lot of motherfuckers out here that believe that can't nobody, like, oh, a motherfucker ain't going to cheat on me, or a motherfucker ain't going to fuck with no bitch. And if he do fuck with the bitch ain't going to look better than me. And then in some cases, the girl may not look better than you, but her attitude is 10 times better than yours. Mm. Or the men,
so therefore,
you know,
it makes you look more attractive.
Right.
Men have,
I mean,
thing about putting their women on pedestals, too.
Yeah,
as if they can't do no wrong.
We do. And you know what? You're 110% right. You are. And that's why y'all get y'all head busted the way y'all do. Serious. That's why motherfuckers get their head busted like that, for real, because motherfucking man put his woman on a pedestal. I mean, regardless to what, I mean, he might dog her, but at the end of the day, he still puts her on the pedestal. And when he found out she didn't fell off that pedestal, oh, shit. I'm gonna kill this bitch. He loaded up that pistol, them tears coming out his eyes. I gave this bitch 6 years of my motherfucking life. Well, nigga, you cheated on her for 5 and a half, but we ain't thinking about that.
Mm-hmm.
We not thinking about that at all. And, I mean, seriously. And, I mean, I think I told y'all before that, I did get cheated on before, and it did hurt me. And I was sitting there, and I was pissed. I was ready to do some shit. And my mother told me, you got to be kidding. You got to be joking. I'm looking at her like, I'm your baby boy. You supposed to be having sympathy for me. That motherfucker, my mother looked at me and was like, all the shit you do. Really? Really? Well, go sit your ass down. I'm like, boy, you motherfuckers know y'all stick together. I mean, but seriously, have anybody ever told y'all, like, have a friend ever pulled you to the side, like, okay, you know you had that coming.
Yeah.
No, you said what? Nobody friend ever pulled him aside like when some fucked up shit didn't happen, like, you know, you knew that was coming, right? You knew you had that coming.
I don't know, the type of friends I had, they was like, girl, see, I told you, you should have cheated on him from the beginning.
Dang.
It don't pay to be faithful, girl. I just tried to tell you, girl, come on, go out with us this weekend. That's how my friends were. So even if I tried to give it a try, they tell me from the very beginning, ain't no reason for you to try to be faithful, girl. It ain't even going to work out that way. They was like, come on back to the group.
I ain't gonna know.
You know, you just getting married. You know what I'm saying? You at least gonna try. You know what I'm saying? Damn, you don't want to go into the marriage fucked up.
Right. God damn, when that old stinking ass talking about some come on. Boy, that's fucked up.
They sure did laugh at me and everything. See what type of friends we got? Oh, girl, she naive, girl. She naive, girl. Let her go. She gonna see for herself.
Well, I tell you.
Cause, you know, they have been married for 10 years. And you know what I'm saying? That's how people are, though. They've been married forever, so they've been through their shit. Mm-hmm. But they always want to put their shit off on everybody else.
Mm-hmm. Boy, every time she call it, she call you. Every time she call you.
Use a hoe. Use a hoe.
Get off my goddamn phone.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, nobody liked her. I don't care who I was with. Nobody liked them friends. I don't care who I was with. They did not like her.
I mean, but now, okay, now, in all honesty, I mean, did she deserve it? Did she deserve it for people not to like her?
Yeah, she did. I mean, she cheated on her husband the whole time they were together. Oh, they went through all types of shit. Well, she was never faithful from the beginning. And even if he did try, you know what I'm saying? I think even if he did try or they say they going to try, she would always do something. Well, I hung out with her, so shit, I knew all the shit she did do. Hell. She tried to fuck his brother. If she would have had the opportunity, she would have did it.
Oh, not the brother. Damn.
had him coming over there. She was trying to be slick when they was going through their little divorce and shit, and the brother was coming over there trying to console her. I said, bitch, get off. You try to fuck that man's dick. Get the fuck out of here. Then she gonna start laughing.
That's fucked up.
I was, and she was like, I did love up against it. I was like, bitch, you trying to do it. See, that's
that
how we think. That's how women are. Mm-hmm. Well, that's how she was. Ooh, a man.
That's horrible. Oh, bitch, you didn't do that. Oh, no, you didn't do that.
And I mean, can you imagine if he really knows how she think about his own brother and they didn't get back remarried? I mean, really?
Oh,
seriously?
Wow.
Right. Every time he walk in, he's talking about, I'm finna go outside with him and smoke a cigarette. Bitch, you knew you did.
Oh, goodness.
Man. Then y'all get that, what you talking about? What you talking about? Okay.
Say what again? Say what again? I dare you. I double dare you, motherfucker. Say what one more goddamn time.
Now everybody coming downstairs so they hear me yelling. No. We going home. Get your black ass to the car. Then you got to look at your brother as you pull it off.
I never liked you anyway, pretty motherfucker.
Oh, my goodness.
That ain't right, man. That ain't right at all. Motherfucker, that's just wrong on so many different levels.
Mhm. She fucked my kissing cousin. I was like, damn, that was my kissing cousin. Damn.
Okay.
No, I never did stay with my cousin. That's what we were really close.
I was about to say, y'all all insane.
You know, that's what people call their cousin when they real close, and people always want to assume y'all closer than y'all supposed to be. Yeah, she fucked him too. While I was in the living room, listening. I sure was listening, too. I said, ain't this not a bitch?
I just pretty much don't know what to say about that.
I was kind of disturbed by that one.
Well, I mean, it wasn't like you really could say nothing.
What?
I said, it was like you could, what could you really say? I mean, after all, it's your cousin, so you can't really say shit.
She said, ain't this a bitch? That's what she said.
Right. You got your face cringed up. Everybody wondering what the fuck you mad about.
Oh, because I didn't want him to be with her. That's why.
Cause you put that on my nigga, damn.
She tried to fuck my brother too. She would have fucked everybody I knew if she had seen shit. My brother, she scared the shit out of him though. He was like, oh Jesus, I can't be. I can't be around her.
That's crazy shit.
And she fucked with my brother's friend
who live next door because their parents went to our church growing up. So basically, we was raised with these kids, and but the boy was my brother's age, so they was way younger than us.
So you thought
she fucking the neighbor's son. And he being right next door. That turned that little boy out like that.
He come knocking on the door like, can I have some?
I heard they called you, see Big Willie.
You heard that.
Yeah. And I have some.
So silly.
I was like, if you don't leave that little boy alone, I was like, that's fucking ridiculous. He just started acting out, parents wondering what's going on.
Right. I don't need nobody as long as I got my woman. Yo, who? Who the fuck is your woman?
Oh, my goodness. And then the fucked up part about it is his mama was coming over there talking to her about it.
Girl, I don't know what's wrong with this boy. He not just smelling himself. He's smelling more than that. He's smelling the sister too. That's fucked up.
Yeah, real fucked
up. Motherfuckers ain't shit. Motherfuckers ain't shit.
Just to tell you how young he was. He had a sister that's like a couple of years younger than him. Her and my daughter were best friends. Oh, my goodness. I said, this don't make no sense here.
Okay, I mean, all right, the thing about the younger man thing. Now, it's safe to say that y'all pretty much in y'all cougar stage right now. I mean, not to say that y'all actually cougars, but if y'all dealt with a person that's younger, motherfuckers pretty much be looking at y'all like y'all in y'all cougar stage. Am I right?
Okay, stop right there. Stop right there. What is cougar stage?
You know what cougar stage is. You ain't
okay,
no spring chicken
no more. Let me, hold on, stop right there. Let me ask you this question. At, like, what age difference would make you a cougar?
Shit, I mean, if you 10 years older than him, that pretty much makes you a cougar.
Okay, 10 years. Okay. All
right. Look at you. You talking about, ooh, look, she talking about she just met the borderline. Ooh, shit. He 9 and a half. Ooh, Lord. Oh, Lord, he 9.5 years younger than me. Oh, my God. But nevertheless, I mean, she had hung up on me, too. I was like, oh, man, I'm just joking.
It sucks.
I mean, we know he only 9.5 younger than you, so you ain't in the cougar stage yet. Look at it. Thanks the Lord. Oh, Lord. Some of these motherfuckers talking about their cougars. I'm like, no, nah, some of you old bitches are some mountain lions. Y'all need to sit y'all old ass down.
Mountain lion fans.
Yeah. Motherfuckers ain't no cougars. They're mountain lions. Get your big old ass someplace to them. I'm a cougar. Round your ass.
Okay, so what age makes a man a sugar daddy?
He could be any age when he's giving up that money.
Right. Yeah, I gotta agree with all that one. Hey, as much as I hate to agree with you on that, but yeah, you're right. Motherfuckers getting us that money. It don't matter what fucking age he is. I done seen motherfucker 22 then turn to sugar daddies. God damn, boy. You supposed to be letting your dick do the talking. You just over there just dropping money.
Ridiculous.
Shit. No, seriously. My daughter came in with a pair of Jordans and LeBrons. I said, who the fuck bought them? I didn't buy them. Who bought them? He did. I know the LeBrons was about two something. The Jordans was 200. You just spent $400 on this girl for gym shoes?
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, well, you love too damn hard. I want to tell
you. Why do men act like they don't get spoiled? Or that's just the way y'all be acting? Y'all be trying not to show it. Is that what it is?
It depends on the situation. Now, if you a cheaper, if you worth cheaping, motherfucker don't care. He don't give a fuck what his homeboy say. Nobody, shit. Fuck you, motherfucker. But now, if he know he got old dog ass bitch, but that pussy just so motherfucking good, he can't let it go. That's when he trying to play out, man. Don't give a fuck about that bitch. But let another motherfucker run up on and talk about he finna hit it. Shit. That motherfucker be all up in the way. Nah, man, you don't want to fuck with her. Yes, I do. No, you don't. Yes, I do. No, you don't, man. You don't want to fuck with her. I don't want to fuck with her. And if the motherfucker is by right, the motherfucker will tell you, because I still love her stinking ass. But see, he ain't going to say that. Oh, man, that bitch ain't about shit, man. That bitch ain't old dick teasing ass bitch. Well, she doing all that. How the fuck is you over there every night? You like this bitch teasing you? I'm telling you. You got to read. And see, that's what I would always, like, see, me and my partners. Well, some of them anyway. We would tell, okay, man, look here. Now, this one is off limits. No, you can't fuck with that one. I like her. You know what I'm saying? Now, them motherfuckers that be like, I don't give no fuck about the bitch. I don't care shit. Go on and hit that bitch. But then she come back. And then this is what I don't understand. And I'm talking about my fellas. This is what I don't understand. If that girl like you, if she like that other dude, she going to go back, tell that other dude everything you said.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he said he mad because I was all in your face. He was? But he just told me he didn't get two fucks about you. Now, that is considered hating. That's considered hating both ways. But, I mean, you got to think about it. For motherfucker, okay, here you are. We talking. And she just come out the blue. Yeah, because he said you ain't shit. He said you a dog-ass nigga. What? But then he in your face. Man, go on, fuck that bitch. I don't get no fuck. Okay.
So I had this guy who basically we were friends for like 10 years. Yeah, you know, mess around off and on. So we were never in a relationship. But why every time I get into a relationship, he mad?
Because he was ready to fuck.
You know what? Something similar happened.
But then,
somebody.
Why not? Okay, well, then we ain't together, so it don't matter what you ready to do. If you wanted me like that, then why didn't you just be with me like that then?
Yeah.
Because he couldn't. You didn't let him. See, let me break this down.
My situation is
But we have to get off of here. See, this is the thing. Now, motherfucker may feel like, look here, I ain't got what it takes to be in a relationship with her. Okay. But That's where that brother shit come in at. You know, I wanna continue to be around her, but I don't. You know, I know that I can't. You know, I mean, cause man, y'all motherfuckers so fucking dog ass dirty. Y'all get to talk to this motherfucker like he a bitch for real. Well, let me tell you what happened last night. And this thing is so fucking dumb. He wants you so bad that he's willing to subject himself to this ignorant shit. What happened? I sucked his dick last night. Now you just crushed this man's heart, but he ain't saying shit. His heart is crushed. You what? Oh, and then he wanna play it off. Oh girl, damn, I know you ain't do that shit. You ain't making it no better. And yes I did suck his dick. He's crying inside. Oh Lord, she just sucked this nigga dick. Now see, this is the only capacity he feels he can be in. He feels the only way he can stay around you is being in a friend capacity. You know, that big brother shit. Hoping that this nigga gonna fuck up one day to the point where you run to him and y'all do some old TV type shit. I don't know why motherfuckers think that, because it never happens like that. She just runs on to the next dick, and you still stuck out there.
Mm-hmm.
But now he done got to the point where now he want to have attitudes with you. You can't figure out why he got no attitude. Cause shit, you been listening about all the times I didn't got fucked. Then y'all do him so fucking dirty is y'all had him drop y'all off at the other dude's house. And now he looking at you walk away. He looking at you walking up the damn sidewalk. Dude looking dead at him because dude already know what he on. So now dude really finna fuck with him because he finna smack you on your ass. Girl, go on get in there so I can fuck the shit out you. And there you go with that laugh. Oh, this motherfucker, I'm finna kill everybody up in this motherfucker right about now.
Mine was a cousin, but we weren't cousins. You know what I'm saying? My mama and his mama was best friends, so we grew up together. Long story short, when we got grown, he grown with kids, I'm grown with kids. This motherfucker, every time he see my mama, he asked about me. Every time, and she always come, well, such and such asked about you. You know, he asked how you was doing. He said, yeah, you know what I'm saying? I gave him his phone number, blah, 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 because we grew up like cousins. Every time I try to reach out to this motherfucker, say, hey, how you doing? Mama said, you know, she's seeing you at the party or whatever. This motherfucker won't respond. He won't say shit. It's like, why you wait till we get grown? So, you know what I'm saying? How you ask about me every time, but you don't want to talk to me? What type of shit is that?
I don't know. You just probably pissed him off.
Well,
I mean, have you told him about any of your escapades growing up?
Well, actually, that was my little kissing cousin episode. So we almost had a situation, but it didn't go that far. And then, when we spend the night over each other's house, we, you know what I'm saying, he had bunk beds and shit, so, you know, we played house and shit.
House.
When
okay.
We were kids, yeah, you know, we played doctor.
I know exactly what you're talking about, but he's the one that's upset.
How did I piss him off?
Hey, you want to play doctor. You want to take your shirt halfway off, then don't want to take it all the way off. Oh, fuck you.
We didn't play them games. We were just like, let me see yours. I'll let you see mine.
Yeah, that's the game we played, too. I ain't got time for all that other shit. I ain't finna see it. But let's just play that. No, let me see it.
Hell, how's that my problem? So, if you just say what you want, you might get it. Shit.
But that's what I'm saying. Even if you give them the opportunity, they still don't take it. Like, I gave them the opportunity. I broke up with my boyfriend who I was with, and we started back talking. And he was, like, showing up at my house whenever he wanted to and all types of shit, and me and him had a conversation. He said he wasn't ready for that. Okay. Well, I'm ready. So how you on your man to me? Because so then I mean, decided.
Little.
You're right. I mean, you're right. But like I said, I agree with y'all 110 because I ain't going to lie. Growing up, shit, every little girl that was around me seen my dick. I'm here. Look. Shit. I was not for no weight.
I was like, whatever. He tried to kill me after that, but whatever.
Oh, my goodness. See? That's why you need a camera. You need a crew. I'm finna hire you a camera crew. Fuck that.
You know, don't tell me you ain't ready. And so I'm telling you, okay, you can still be friends or whatever. It ain't like I was upset about it. But, you know, when I move on, how you gonna try to get mad and then try to beat me up and shit? What type of shit is that? Oh, I'm like, these motherfuckers are crazy.
Mm-mm.
Insane. You should go after what you want, because what you want might not be waiting for y'all all the time.
Sit your motherfucking ass down till I get there. Damn all that.
Whatever.
Sit your motherfucking ass down.
Ain't nobody gonna be waiting.
Now, didn't your friend say you had an attitude malfunction?
Did you hear the song I played for him? I don't give a fuck about what they say. Shit. Fuck all of them. Shit. And I don't have an attitude problem. It's just people just don't seem to understand what the fuck I'm coming from.
You know, that could be taken in so many ways.
Well, I'm just saying. I'm just on my side.
And, you know, I have a question. Why is it, you know, most men feel that way. I don't fuck with the bitch. She just don't know where I'm coming from. why come that don't go both ways? How come we got to always be fucking with y'all? Y'all just don't understand where we're coming from.
Because you're not me. Quit trying to be like me.
Ain't nobody trying to be like you. We human beings, right? I ain't trying to fuck with you. No, I'm just telling you how I feel. Why I got to be fucking with you? Because I see how I feel.
You know your role. Shit. I mean, if you ain't... I see, that's the problem. Motherfuckers always want to try to jump out their role and jump into another role. Calm your ass down. Relax.
Mm-hmm. That's right. You got your stick in your hand and your toga on, your lion print toga, you motherfucking caveman.
Call it what you want.
No, I just went.
I'm telling you, you make for a happy person if you listen to me.
Yeah. Okay, No, I never, man. I already know what your advice is. I read your commandments. Okay, my bad.
That's all I'm saying. Hey, motherfucker, be a happier person. Listen to me.
Miss Pimps.
Talk to me.
you wasn't on the show, but he gave us his list of commandments, right? It was like 300 commandments. Right.
Not 300.
Didn't it, wasn't it? It was like 27 of them or some shit like that. Anyway.
How about no talking during the game? I was like, what if we want to suck your dick? Oh, well.
That's perfect.
But you don't have to talk to do that.
No, hold on. Basically, the bottom line. I was trying to tell Ms. Pimps the bottom line of all 793 of his commandments was women should sit down and shut the fuck up. That's what it all basically boiled down to.
I'm so glad I was not able to be around for that show. We've been on overtime.
I think we probably did go over that night because that nigga was tripping.
Oh, my God.
Because you had 1,000 bullshit commandments.
Shit. If you follow 10 of them, you'll be all right.
Okay.
Oh, matter of fact, next week I'm going to write down the 10 commandments, and you follow them, I'm telling you, you're going to be okay.
Yeah, I'd like to hear your 10 commandments.
Girl, I couldn't abide by the rules from the first 10 commandments.
I don't even think I can get two out of the deal. I just can't see it.
Janine, I can't stand you. You ain't here for that one. You really are.
Okay.
I want to feel
trying to do that.
Girl, I feel a toe in hell just for laughing at that shit. My baby so hot as hell right now. Oh, my goodness. She ain't shit.
You're trying to meet the first 10, come on. You trying to add 10 more?
Hell yeah. Yeah, that's how it's supposed to be.
Oh, my goodness. Y'all are crazy. Y'all are so crazy. I can't take it. I just can't take it. I'm going to go keep laughing about that shit. Janine ain't here for that one.
On that note.
I'm still trying to follow the first kid.
We have to get the hell out of here because this nigga crazy. She's going to get all us burning in hell.
We got 10 minutes. We got a song or some shit for us, some spoken words or something.
You know what? I do. I do have a song. I have a song, and it's part two about what motherfuckers always got something to say about. So we're going to play the song.
Oh, my God. Right,
another fucking song. Yes, another fucking song. I like
it's not Amon, is it?
my boy Rick Jill, y'all.
Gotta be stroking my cock. I told y'all this shit don't stop. You know y'all ain't fucking with real. Upgrade on these streets, I'm a real. Gotta be stroking my cock. I told y'all this shit don't stop. You know y'all ain't fucking with real. Upgrade on these streets, I'm real. And I'm doing too much. I told them, nah, dawg, y'all niggas ain't doing enough. Look at me and look at you and I can see what you feel. But you know deep down in your heart that you ain't fucking with Jill. It's cool cause you my dude, but I'm still gonna work you. Break you down mentally and then lyrically murk you. I'm the first to glass and the last to laugh. I'm the sickest and the quickest nigga to bust on that ass. And I can read between the lines.
between the rhymes and the beats. Keep it real, nigga. They ain't feeling who on these streets, not me. You got me mixed up, you got me bent up, nigga. Every time I step up in the kids, I get it tipped up. I bend up that shit you and your crew trying to do. I'm the pride of this motherfucker, nigga, thought you knew. So all you mad ass rapper, keep my name out your mouth. You better think before you speak, what the fuck is you talking about? Ruby, you gotta be stroking my cock. Ruby, I told y'all this shit don't stop. Ruby, you know y'all ain't fucking with you. Not me. Gotta be stroking my cock. I told y'all this shit don't stop. You know y'all ain't fucking with you. Not me. I'm dead wrong and I'm too headstrong. I told them, get your CD out, let's go song for song. I'ma show you why they call your boy the pride of Indiana. Only one that got more juice than Jill is Tropicana. I am the man, y'all gotta understand. Me and my crew come through like the fucking Taliban. And I'm Bin Laden, nigga, I've been mobbing. I've been flowing, been blowing and been throbbing. You and your henchmen can get 10 to the sternum. Any member of your team drop the cream, I burn them. That's what I do, ain't no thing for me to rip the track up. Any nigga that wanna match up, put killer on any nigga spitting. Look at Andrew, the shit on air, one of you bitches. So when you bitchin', upgrade, better bring your A-game. We gon' hit you with the flame, man. Time to see the name. Ruby, you gotta be stroking my cock. Ruby, I told y'all this shit don't stop. Ruby, you know y'all ain't fucking with you. Not me. Upgrade, run these streets, I'm real. Ruby, you gotta be stroking my cock. Ruby, I told y'all this shit don't stop. Ruby, you know y'all ain't fucking with you. Not me. And I got my flares on, don't stay long, I blind ya. I'm rhyming, I'm grinding, I'm rising, I'm climbing. Headed to the top, man, this shit don't stop. So watch who you indicate with your indirect rhyme. I get easily offended when you contest mine. So all your mad ass rappers, keep my name out your mouth. You better think before you speak, what the fuck is you talking about? Ruby, you gotta be stroking my cock. Ruby, I told y'all this shit don't stop. Ruby, you know y'all ain't fucking with G. Not me. Gotta be stroking my cock. I told y'all this shit don't stop. You know y'all ain't fucking with me. Not me.
Who me? That's what I'm gonna put on my shirt. Who me? Fuck y'all. Who me?
I ain't never heard that song in my life.
Oh my goodness.
Well, you get the point, don't you?
Yeah, I got it. I got it.
Well, I must say this has been a very enlightening show. We already know who's going to hell, but nevertheless.
What? I don't see all y'all there.
Ain't nobody fucking with you. Ain't nobody fucking with you.
Yeah, that's what I got to do. Right. That's what I got to be. Be the best
man,
I can
I
be wherever I go.
Shit. They be talking about hell no. Hell no. She's the hell no. I seen what she's doing on Earth.
You are stupid.
All right, y'all, check this out. Once again, SanCityRadioShow.com, man. We up and running. We posted pics. You post your videos. You know what I'm saying? Tell a friend, get on there. We acting a damn fool. Grown folks, make sure you let them know it's grown folks shit. Strict, uncensored grown folks shit. They looking for they family members or they want to find a long lost cousin, tell them to stay on Facebook. We doing grown folks shit on SanCityRadioShow.com.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's up. So I'm going to head to my girl, Janine. You got any last words for us?
Yeah, it was good talking to everybody. I had a good time. I will be back tomorrow.
That's what's up. That's what's up. Miss Pimp.
As usual, I got my fix. I needed that. But I'm going to check y'all next week. I got to go to the show tomorrow. But as usual, y'all the reason. Tuesday's Wednesday. I gotta have it.
Well, like I said, if you miss tomorrow's show, all you gotta do is go archive us. Go to the site.
Oh, yeah.
It'll be posted tomorrow. That's what's up. Hey, don't forget now. Hit the site. I'm still waiting to see. I want to see how big that snake thing got, too.
Oh, yeah, no doubt.
You know what?
I got something for you.
I want to see if that motherfucker big enough to wrap around them titties yet, because it wasn't big enough yet. So I want
to Well, yeah, he's 8.5 feet long. I think he's quite big enough.
God damn. Look at Janine. Janine talking about 8.5. No, not in feet.
See, that
feet,
wasn't
girl.
Me. That was with a
you,
that was
you can't handle
that weird friend.
I don't know what I'm going to do with y'all, man. I don't know what I'm going to do with y'all. All right, look, so any last words?
Yeah, good show, y'all. Good show. You know, I love it. I'll be back tomorrow night. See you.
That's what's up, y'all. Check this out, SinCityRadioShow.com. Like to thank everybody that called in. Like to thank everybody that listened. Like to thank everybody that listened on the internet. We're doing the same thing tomorrow, same bad time, same bad channel. Get up with you,
all
motherfuckers.
Right.
Ties.